Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on India-China relations, progress and challenges. The participants are Professor Srikant Kondapalli, international affairs expert, and Tina Jha, journalist.
Namaskar and hello to all our listeners. In Spotlight today, we focus on the ongoing visit of Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi to India. On Monday, he met External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, who underlined that India-China relations must be guided by the three mutuals: mutual respect, mutual sensitivity, and mutual interest. Let's listen in.
This is the first visit by a Chinese minister since our leaders met in Kazan in October 2024. This occasion provides us an opportunity to meet and review our bilateral ties. It is also an appropriate time to exchange views on the global situation and some issues of mutual interest. Having seen a difficult period in our relationship, our two nations now seek to move ahead. This requires a candid and constructive approach from both sides. In that endeavor, we must be guided by the three mutuals: mutual respect, mutual sensitivity, and mutual interest. Differences must not become disputes, nor competition conflict.
Dr. Jaishankar also stressed that moving forward from a difficult phase requires a candid and constructive approach towards building a stable and forward-looking relationship.
In the current environment, there is clearly the imperative of maintaining and enhancing stability in the global economy as well. The fight against terrorism in all its forms and manifestations is another major priority. I look forward to our exchange of views. Overall, it is our expectation that our discussions would contribute to building a stable, cooperative, and forward-looking relationship between India and China, one that serves both our interests and addresses our concerns.
At the 24th special representative-level talks on Tuesday, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval noted an upward trend in bilateral engagements. He said the borders have been quiet, peace and tranquility have prevailed, and interactions have become more substantive. Foreign Minister Wang Yi observed that recent setbacks were not in the interest of the people of either nation. He pointed out that October 2024 meeting between President Xi Jinping and Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Kazan had provided direction to bilateral ties and fresh impetus for boundary issue resolution. So in this context, we will discuss the current phase of India-China relations, opportunities for improvement, and expectations from Prime Minister Modi's upcoming visit to China for the SCO summit with eminent scholar Professor Srikant Kondapalli. Professor, welcome to Akashvani. But before we start the conversation, here's a report by the Akashvani correspondent.
On August 18th, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi came to India for a two-day visit at the invitation of National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. This marked his first visit to India in 3 years and signifies an ongoing effort to restore and strengthen bilateral ties after the 2020 border clash in Galwan and subsequent tension. On August 18th, Wang Yi held bilateral discussions with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Both sides expressed a desire to reset relations after a difficult period. Their talks covered a wide range of issues, including economic and trade matters, border trade and connectivity, river data sharing, pilgrimages, and people-to-people contacts. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi described India and China as partners and opportunities, not opponents or threats. He also acknowledged the importance of India's Kailash Mansarovar pilgrimage and expressed support for resuming the pilgrimage in 2025 after a 5-year hiatus. He also participated in the 24th round of Special Representatives Talk on the boundary issue with NSA Ajit Doval, with talks that focused on reducing tensions along the line of control.
To begin with, Professor, given the recent improvement in the bilateral dynamics between India and China and the upcoming visit of Prime Minister Modi to China to attend the SCO summit, talk to us and our listeners first about the significance of the visit of the Chinese Foreign Minister, Mr. Wang Yi, to India.
As has been mentioned, this is the first visit after about 3 years and to India. So the communication gap is quite high between India and China. Secondly, after the Kazan meeting in October 21st, 2024, there was the leadership's decision to improve relations. This is a part of that visit. But essentially, Wang Yi's visit is related to the 24th Special Representative Meeting, which is on the border, but also about bilateral and global security problems that India and China are facing. This has been instituted in 2005, and we have had 24 rounds of discussions. These are useful not just for the main focus for defining the line of actual control on the border. Number two, discussing the bilateral security issues. And number three, global issues of concern to India and China. So there was an effort in all these 24 meetings to try to define the line of actual control and also discuss the bilateral and strategic issues. So this is in consequence to that effort. But last 4.5 years, such meeting could not take place. The last meeting was the 23rd meeting in December last year, when Mr. Ajit Doval went to Beijing, and the 24th meeting now. So essentially, Wang Yi's visit is for the Special Representative Meeting. Number two, the visit is about to discuss the SEO agenda and the joint statement. Generally, the practice in diplomacy is the foreign ministry of a country which is hosting a big event, multilateral event, would go to the other countries and discuss the draft joint statement, and they take into consideration the members' concern in regard to the provisions in that joint statement, and that is included. So these are two main efforts. But since foreign minister is also tasked to look at the bilateral and the multilateral issues, a lot of problems that have been accumulated since Galwan border clash in June 2020, they have also been now addressed in these three meetings that the foreign minister had attended in the last 2 days.
But a significant statement, especially after the 24th SR level talk, that the borders are now quiet, there is peace and tranquility, and a statement coming in from the NSA, Mr. Ajit Doval. Tell us about how consequential is this moment in the future trajectory of India-China relationship, which of course spiraled downwards, especially after the Galwan clash and thereafter.
Wang Yi is a Politburo member, which is the highest political position that one can achieve in China. So this visit is very significant. He is also the chairman of the Central Foreign Affairs Commission, which is higher than the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, which is, of course, heading, but the commission is higher than the foreign ministry. So the second significant aspect is he has the executive authority to discuss and resolve some of the issues. Of course, it depends again on President Xi Jinping and the other Politburo Standing Committee members. But the visit as such is important because he is kind of empowered to discuss these issues. So that's number one. Number two, China and India are facing some problems because of the Galwan background. The bilateral relations have come to a standstill. There were no meetings between the leaders or officials, etc. It's only in the last 9 months we have had Foreign Secretary Mr. Vikram Misri's visit, NSA Ajit Doval's visit, and Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh's visit, and then Dr. Jaishankar, the External Affairs Minister's visit last month. So these were the visits, and so the reciprocal visit was done by Mr. Wang Yi in relation to many of these, because he wears so many hats in the hierarchy, and so this is one. We have also had the WMCC meeting, but we have not had the core commander level meeting so far, which actually brings in peace and tranquility on the border and the arrangements on CBMs.
That's why, Professor, I'm curious to ask, do you see this positive momentum in the relations between India and China, especially in the last 9 months, something which has been referred to by the NSA, by Dr. S. Jaishankar as well? Do you see this positive momentum as just a temporary thaw, or could it bring some kind of long-term stability in the India-China ties?
We do not know what would be the impact in the near future about these visits. Any other escalation on the border will derail the bilateral relations as it did for the past 4.5 years. So we do not know. But what the leaders are trying to do and the officials are trying to do is to bring some kind of normalcy between the two sides. And Foreign Minister Wang Yi emphasizing on strategic communication, basically talking to each other at higher level. But Dr. Jaishankar and Mr. Ajit Doval are saying that we need to have improvement on the border first, and trade and tourism and other issues, Manasarovar Yatra or bilateral issues. So each other's concern is different. China's concern is about the global issue and the Trump tariffs and the instability that it can provide. India's concern is immediate and peace and tranquility on the border. So while these are discussed, there is also a Chinese praise for India that India did not use firing during the Galwan incident. It was just fisticuffs. rather than any firing. So there is the rational aspect, reasonable approach from both sides, and that should improve the bilateral relations. My hunch is there will be improvement in bilateral relations after this visit, because the highest level leadership is trying to say that bygones are bygones, let's move on. But we also need to listen to the Indian foreign minister when he says we need to have first the de-escalation before all these steps bring in any semblance of normalcy.
When you say the fact that all this while there was, of course, era and 4.5 years where both countries couldn't see eye to eye, and whatever India did, China didn't like, or whatever China said about India, it didn't work in our favor. But now the fact that somebody as important as Mr. Wang Yi making a significant statement about how the last 4.5 years and the manner in which our relationship went downhill did not benefit either of the countries. That kind of an acknowledgement coming from a Politburo member, from the Chinese foreign minister, do you see that as an opening space for more constructive ties for India and China to build on, especially in context of the current geopolitical scenario, and especially if I bring in the Trump tariff war that's been unleashed? Do you see also that as a moment for both the Asian giants to come together, find more opportunities to engage more constructively?
Well, these are diplomatic signals, and these are said in very soft ways in order for the other side to fall in line. So we have to see the actual progress on the ground. And so, for example, Mr. Wang Yi used the word neighboring powers. China generally doesn't use a major power category for India. Under Hu Jintao, they did in 2005 or so. But this is the first time again Wang Yi is using the word major power for India. But this doesn't really mean anything for the Indian side unless until there is progress on the ground. We should not get carried away with some of these words the other side will use. We have to basically look at what that means for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of India. What does that mean for the welfare of the Indian people? These are the two main categories on which the foreign minister, the entire establishment has to focus on.
What do you think are some of the areas in which we need to sustain that momentum and the little progress that we have made so that we do not see any kind of reversal? The little progress has been made in the last 9 months, and so that it acts as a ground for further rebuilding or resetting the India-China ties.
There are many areas where we can actually start bit by bit and then make it into a bigger kind of normalization. First is CBMs, although that is not a new idea, because in 1988 to 2017, we practiced several CBMs agreements, five of these, but we saw Galwan still happening. So we have to then form new CBMs in this regard. There are also other measures, for example, the opening up of the Chinese market. In this meeting, Mr. Wang Yi was mentioning about trade protectionism and other. Chinese market actually is also protectionist against the Indian goods and services. For instance, there is no single state-owned enterprise in China which has accepted the Indian software. So we lose billions of dollars of contracts based on this trade protectionism in the China market. None of the Indian pharmaceutical products are sold in China or allowed to be sold in China. So we lose, again, a lot of these products. While we allow the Chinese products to enter into the Indian market, the reciprocal arrangement has not been made by the Chinese.
Let's hope that this phase of calm that we are witnessing and the positive momentum that has been generated over the last months gives both countries an opportunity to expand cooperation in trade, connectivity, regional issues of regional stability. Thank you, Professor, for joining us with your valuable insights and for your valuable time. That's it from us on this edition of Spotlight, listeners. Thank you for your time.
You were listening to a discussion on India-China relations, progress and challenges. The participants were Professor Srikant Kondapalli, international affairs expert, and Tina Jha, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 92890940044.
Spotlight.